Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Nice to see you, Patty. How are you?
I'm well.
So I'm sorry you had to suffer through the traffic. Everybody else is too.
No, I'm sorry that I was late and didn't plan better. You should always leave assuming it's going to suck out there. That should be the Chicago motto.
Well,
assuming it's going
to
suck in traffic.
What was the drive time? How long did it take you to get from where to where?
It should only take me half an hour, even with traffic at a time like this. It took me about an hour 10.
From the western suburbs? No, northwest.
From the northwest side.
Yeah.
Up by O'Hare. Violetta just said it was like an hour 5 from the O'Hare, right?
This morning it was 3:55 to downtown today. I was listening to Mary, and I think she had the Stevenson at an hour and 20. And I thought that's a bad winter drive time. It could be worse, but
yes.
I mean.
Well, that's the other thing, too. It throws you off. You start thinking, oh, I got to start doing my Christmas shopping.
Patty Vasquez is on pretty late on WGN Radio. That's what she calls her show. It's on weeknights, 11 to 2, with the White Sox game. By the way, here's the White Sox forecast. So they said, all right, we're out of here. We're leaving Minnesota, where they have this stupid open-air stadium, and there's a foot of snow on the ground, really. So they fly out to Oakland. Here's the forecast for Oakland. Today, high near 55, showers and thunderstorms with possible hail.
So I should be on standby. There's no reason for me to necessarily assume that the Sox will play.
Tonight it does say partly cloudy, mm-hmm. meaning maybe it'll clear up. But tonight's low for the Sox, like 43.
No.
43 degrees is the Oakland overnight low tonight.
How do you fix? I mean, we can't start in May. You can't delay the baseball season.
I think it's a scheduling issue. Oakland, I would have bet, would have been a safe place to play, but evidently not. See, have you been following the Starbucks story?
Yes.
A couple guys in Philadelphia, a couple of black men go into a Starbucks. They ask to get to use the restroom. They have not ordered coffee yet. You got to get a code to use the restroom. And they wouldn't give them the code because they said, you haven't ordered coffee. It's only for customers. So then they sat down and waited for a guy, and they called the cops on him.
Well, I think that they had asked them to leave, too. Had they asked them to leave? I believe that might be part of it.
Why would you ask them to leave?
I know. Well, here's what's making me crazy, and I think a lot of people who follow this on social media, is that people of color, every time they see someone say, well, there must be more to the story, that's always the rest of it, right? There must be more to the story. Only how many of us have said, hey, I'll meet you at the Starbucks. Maybe you want to wait till they order or decide what you're going to do once they get there, and you haven't ordered anything. And I have never been asked to leave a Starbucks or any other place of business while I was waiting for someone.
And I don't exactly understand. I know Starbucks, it's their business. They get to do what they want. And maybe they don't want you using that as a free private office space, right? Or meeting space. But Starbucks,
yes,
are you new?
That horse has gone around the world because he's out of the barn and he's not coming back.
You guys haven't been enforcing that hidden rule for a long time. And these two guys were pretty chill. They looked reasonable. They weren't scary people, white, blue, or otherwise. They were two tall black guys who were sitting there just sitting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, John, there must be more to the story. I'm sure they were causing trouble. I don't know why that's the voice I hear in my head when I
know.
John,
what are you doing?
Come on, John. You know it's more than that.
It's 2:29. We'll pick the story up in a couple of minutes. You may have something to say about this, too. Just because we're following the weather, of course, in baseball and how it's affecting the game. LF, do you have what's the forecast for Oakland?
High near 55. Showers. Possibly a thunderstorm. Possible hail.
It's unbelievable.
So good.
You know, who was it? I think one of the teams is flying to Puerto Rico. Are the Twins?
To
Kevin,
get away?
Kevin, no. I think they are. Kevin, didn't one of the teams going south? You're not sure.
You don't have him up on the board.
No, I do. Oh. He's electing not to talk to us. Mm-hmm. But I think the Twins.
Is it like a mental health holiday? Or
Brenda used to every now and then. The boys could sell that to their mother.
Mental health holiday?
Yeah.
Kevin, is there a baseball team going to Puerto Rico?
I'll look into that for you guys.
Okay.
I haven't heard that.
Well, my estimated probability of accuracy on that, 64%. 64%.
Indians and Twins.
Indians and Twins. And where are they playing?
In Puerto Rico.
Thank you.
Lay off, man.
Is Steve Bertrand wearing a ski sweater?
He is.
It's my Iceland sweater, and we're going to wear it until
I have a sweater that I bought in Ireland for inclement weather.
I love that. You guys are committing to winter coming back.
I thought you were going to see Santa after this.
It's not winter coming back. It's winter
That's true.
Not leaving.
Hold on.
It left for a day.
Kevin, is that Twins Tilt in Puerto Rico, was that originally scheduled for Puerto Rico, or are they using that as safe harbor?
It's in San Juan, Sean. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz on the Twins tribe matchup in Puerto Rico.
You don't follow the location of Cleveland Indians baseball games?
I do normally, but I hadn't seen this yet. Two games at historic Hiram Bithorn Stadium in San Juan, John.
I've been there before, actually. I took some listeners there years and years ago. And it's
for the Expos.
It's not what we're used to. The Expos played the Cubs down there.
So next year they're going to start the first two series at the equator, I think.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Around the world.
With some games in Australia. Mm-hmm. It'll be a long commute, but the weather's promising. It's 2:40 on WGN. We asked Patty to come in from pretty late.
I think I asked you if I could come in every once in a while.
And we said
and
yes.
You were very obliging, and I appreciate
it. I'm sorry that I didn't think of it myself, because I enjoy your company, and I sure like your show. What are you tonight after the White Sox
the
game?
The one hour we have?
Well, or the 3 hours, because maybe the Sox are going to play.
I need to reschedule my guests and tell them to be on standby. It's Motivational Monday. We have a jiu-jitsu expert who comes in and talks about it. She just started competing, or actually training in jiu-jitsu 5 years ago, and has become a medal winner. And she has a lot of great insight on how to commit to yourself, make time for yourself, to get the things done that you want to accomplish.
Does she do that every Monday night with you?
Every other Monday, and then in the middle Mondays is Dr. Daphne Scott, who is a leadership expert, also a motivational expert.
So what do I get when I... So she's not so much giving me training on jiu-jitsu as sort of life coaching?
Yes, and I think a lot of it has to do with letting yourself off the hook. You know, once you get into this rut of, like, I'm not where I want to be in life, it sort of compounds and you continue to, like, stay in that rut, where it's like you let yourself off the hook and think, you know, it's not about what I have or haven't done, it's about what I'm going to do, and sort of recommitting to yourself.
I wonder what that means. I wonder what people are supposed to do.
Well, part of it is making time for yourself. If there's a goal you have, if you want to write a book, you know, make sure that you're writing half an hour a day. Or, if there's something that you want to do that you've always thought you wanted to do, or a place in your life you want to be, what are you doing to make that happen?
I think the hardest part for people, because I've heard that now that you mention it, and my wife and I and friends, we talk about that, because it seems like we're always doing something for somebody else.
Right.
I think a lot of us harbor frustration, rightly or otherwise, because we don't feel like we've made time for ourselves. Problem is, if we do... Like, every now and then I know some people who I think are quite self-actualized or self-centered. And I say, we need to be more like that person. But if we did, we would feel guilty or bad about it, because we weren't committing to our kids or our job or the dog or whatever else distracts us.
Right, and figure out what that means.
That's the hard part.
Right, and it's not necessarily like making lists of, like, these are the important people and this is where I fall in the sort of scheme of things. But otherwise, you don't want to get to a place in your life where you continue to think, oh, I coulda, shoulda, woulda, or blame other people if it hadn't been for so-and-so.
That's a nice point, right? Because it's like someday you're going to look back and wish that you had. What's the worst that could happen that maybe somebody else is a little inconvenienced because you put you first?
Right. And I think about this, too. I mean, I made a choice early in my career I was supposed to move to Los Angeles in 2000. I had a manager in comedy. And my father was diagnosed with lung cancer. And I made a commitment that I would stay here for my mom, for my dad, and raise a family here. And, and I think, what if I had? You know, what if I had just done something else? And you have to go, okay, this is the person I am now because of those choices. And that's okay. But if I want to be that comic or that writer or that actress, I still have to do that.
I have to do it here now.
Yeah.
It's 2:43. That's tonight after the White Sox game.
Yes, depending on whenever that happens.
They take on Oakland in Oakland, California, where the weather ain't going to be good.
And I'm sure we will also talk about the Starbucks, because I have attorney comedian Paul Farvar on the show. So we'll talk about, because is that trespassing? I think that the manager who called the police officer said
that's what they charge him with.
So if you have a public business, I mean, I don't know what the laws are that you can be in a public business, but unless you purchase something, because I know in Chicago, didn't they change the laws where people can use public bathrooms even if they're not making a purchase?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I thought they had changed that.
Do you guys know if that's the case? Violetta, Steve, do you guys know that? You can use the bathroom?
I think you're not allowed to tell someone they can't use the bathroom.
Right. Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
There's signs everywhere saying
only customers.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's a...
That's in violation of the law, technically?
What I believe.
When I was a kid, there's a Walgreens, and there used to be a Burger King across the street. The Walgreens would not let her use the bathroom, so she had to cross the street and end up getting hit by a car. And I remember there was a big push at that time to not deny people use of the public
bathroom. What do you think
of that?
What should the law be? You tell a business now, you've got people who maybe are doing drugs, maybe they're homeless people who are sullying your place. And because you work in Chicago, you've got to be the public restroom for somebody who never gives you a dime.
And the worst is when we have these big, you know, the Taste of Chicago or the fireworks, and people, and a lot of restaurants will have signs up that say you cannot use our bathrooms.
But it's, but in a way, it's just, unless you absolutely don't have a dollar. I mean, you could go in and order an order of French fries. You get the smallest coffee. You know, you need a few bucks. That's the price you pay to use the bathroom.
Right.
These guys. You know, listen, here's a text from one of our listeners, and I'm sort of glad that somebody brought this up. And again, if you just joined us, here's just a summary of it from CNN. The timing of the meeting has not been set. According to a Starbucks spokesperson, this is out of Philadelphia, where at a Starbucks, a store manager called the police because two men were sitting in the restaurant, in the Starbucks, they call it a store here, without placing an order. They were arrested for trespassing. Customers said they, the two men, were waiting for another man to arrive. That person arrived at the store as they were, in fact, being arrested. So they did have a legitimate meeting showing somebody was going to show up.
How mad are you at your friend for being late, by the way? See, this is why you should always be on time. Otherwise, your friends might be arrested.
These guys looked not homeless. They look a couple good-looking guys. They had on sort of active casual wear, though weren't exactly sweatpants, but it wasn't a suit. But whatever, they looked reasonable. But they didn't order anything, and they did ask to use the restroom. And my understanding is they were denied the access code. They weren't able to. I don't understand that they made a ruckus. They then sat down and for some reason were asked to leave, and I'm not sure why. The police show up. They got the, like six or seven cops in the video.
Wow.
I don't know if this will help. Go ahead and play what audio we have here, Olive. This is actually from the scene. And you'll hear someone off camera say, don't get into a fight with him. Do you have that audio, Olive? You can play it if you like.
Don't get into a fight with him. Don't get into a fight with him.
And then the officer says, are you serious? Somebody says, yeah, I mean it. This is ridiculous. One of the customers says, why did the cops get called? Because they're two black guys sitting and meeting. The officer said, yep, that's it. A witness says, well, what did they do? What did they do? Someone tell me, what did they do? Another witness says, they didn't do anything. I saw the whole thing. They asked to use the bathroom. And a woman says, paying customers only. They didn't do anything. So this is the audio that's captured the people in the store sticking up for these guys. But the text says this. This is a non-story, John, until all of the details are out. But it's racism baiting. This whole thing seems planned. We don't know the history of this store, these guys, but it looks like this was a setup.
There's more. I told you, John, there's more to this story. Just wait till it all unfolds.
To get these guys arrested, and then we'll videotape it, and then we make corporate America or Starbucks. And Starbucks should not be the target for this, because Starbucks has been very affirmative action. They've been very, you know.
Well, that's a deep dive. Someone thinks that they set it up, that they lured Starbucks into.
It's all so cooperative and chill that it looks set up.
Well, is it cooperative and chill because black men and women have, you know, they're teaching their kids that when police tell you to do something, to follow the directions, because oftentimes it ends badly for black people.
The amount of video you see.
Not often. I don't want people to get upset. Sometimes.
You and I are dealing with limited information, and we're all victims of what we know. And what you see is two guys who are not putting up a fuss.
Right.
And that's why I think people think.
It's a silent protest kind of a thing?
This is staged. It's like, okay, I'll go get arrested and then we'll bust Starbucks. But I still don't know why the Starbucks.
I don't think it would be that hard to find out more information about these gentlemen and find out if they have on their Facebook pages or if they've done things like this before.
Okay, but what
or
if, it's,
they've
what
been
if it is a setup? What if it is a setup to get Starbucks to throw them out? It still doesn't explain why Starbucks threw them out. Right.
If things are exactly the way you said, that the customers, you know, reported that they hadn't done anything, all they had done was ask to use a bathroom.
Yeah.
Then already the policy is questionable.
Unless they were cussing or doing something violent or, you know, disruptive, they should be able to stay.
There was another story about an Old Navy. This guy walked into an Old Navy. He was wearing a jacket he had bought from Old Navy, and they demanded to see the receipt for the jacket he had bought. And that's
because
on video,
too.
Because
it looked like maybe he lifted it and
was
wearing it.
And he's like, why would I wear it? He goes, where are the cameras? You can see that I walked into the store, another young black man, who, and they demanded he take off his coat and show that he had purchased it previously.
So people are now walking into Starbucks. These videos are popping up. Not the same one. And they're saying, okay, can I use the bathroom? And they're videotaping the people there and cataloging how people get treated. And it's very super aggressive and it's annoying. And I wish people wouldn't do that, using your phone as a weapon, as a viral way to shame or embarrass or, you know, to what end, we don't
know. I know. Or, you know, at this point now, be aware of the fact that you are always on camera, whether it's somebody's phone or street security, cameras in places of business.
Right, Jim, but it also comes down to the employee or themselves. Like, Starbucks is being held responsible for this particular employee.
And that location, right. Not all Starbucks are hopefully doing that.
Well, so the CEO of Starbucks says that the staff there will get more, and I've never heard this kind of training. Maybe I have. Training on unconscious bias.
Mm-hmm.
Training on unconscious bias. I guess that means you don't see color, right?
Right.
Your bias should be unconscious, not conscious.
Well, be aware that you are making choices or behaving in ways that you don't realize are based on assumptions of people of color or the way someone's dressed or their age.
Jim, what did you want to say? You're on WGN Radio. Hi, Jim.
Hi, I just wanted to say, I guess it's their right to tell people to leave. They're not ordering stuff. They're taking up space. It's a place of business. I think it
absolutely they have the right.
I think it's wrong. It doesn't sound like the police were aggressive at all. It was like they didn't know what the heck they were there.
The whole
for.
Thing yeah. was a slow dance. They go, "Are you the guys?" They go, "Yeah, we're the guys." They go, "Okay, well, let's walk out." They go, "Okay, here we go. We're getting arrested." But I mean, literally, the guys are getting handcuffed in the restaurant with their hands behind their back. If that was
that's
me,
probably procedure though.
I don't know. They could have walked him out of the store. Said, "Would you guys please leave now?" Okay, we'll leave. And then they could have walked.
They were filing
him.
A complaint. If they're filing a complaint, they get arrested.
I'll bet you there was a guy who was in there. He looked like me. He's a white guy in his late 50s. He's got glasses on. He looks like an attorney. He said, "I don't get handcuffed. If this is me in that restaurant, I'm not getting handcuffed and walked out of a Starbucks." You believe that, don't you, Jim?
I probably believe that, but if they're saying they want to file a complaint and they want them arrested, then I would imagine you're going to handcuff anybody you're going to take under arrest. Normally, you'd think that once they left, hey, they're gone. I think the whole thing, it's a setup, but it's stupid.
It is a terrible moment, a stupid moment when you decide you have to call in the police department. I mean, in any place that you're calling the cops on two guys because they won't order coffee. Is this really how we're using our resources?
Well, but they're not listening to leave when you ask them to leave.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
But they're not yelling or causing a scene.
But Violetta, Patty, if you are those black guys, like, we can do that. We can't imagine. But if you're one of those black guys and you think that actually the white attorney doesn't get arrested here, I'm a young black man. If I just walk out, this problem goes away. But maybe now, do you get a little defensive? You go, actually, no. I would rather get arrested right now than walk out peacefully, because Patty Vasquez and John Williams and Violetta Padromedic would not be arrested. So now, where you were just sitting there waiting for your friend, you've now like staked out some ground. I suspect there's plenty of people of color who think, actually, that's where I'll draw the line. In a heartbeat, I will draw the line right here, right now.
Right, that I'm just standing here. I haven't done anything. Yeah. I told you I'm meeting my friend.
I didn't come here for civil disobedience. I came here for coffee.
And people spend hours and hours and hours at Starbucks, whether they've had one cup of coffee. And some people, maybe they didn't. They're not. I never see a barista going around table to table and saying, "Have you ordered something? Did you order something?"
I didn't see identification?
I didn't see you order anything.
In my ear, I just heard the word break. Ro and Ann are coming in a second.
So I'll leave. I'm out of here.
Patty, it's always good to see you. So you're going to talk jiu-jitsu tonight.
We're going to talk about Motivational Monday. We're talking about how to get restart if you're, you know, falling behind on your goals, how to recommit to yourself.
By the way, here is the Illinois law about who gets to use a bathroom.
Can I use your bathroom? Mind if I use your bathroom?
If you meet those four requirements, you should talk about that tonight on the radio, too.
I will talk about this as well.
The Access Act.
It's funny because it's very complicated. I'm out of time. You talk about it tonight.
I will do
we'll
that.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Plus, I might have the whole 3 hours if it's bad weather in Oakland.
Patty Vasquez is on pretty late on WGN Radio. That'd be after the White Sox game tonight.
Thank you.